The journey of healing after trauma. Healing from trauma is a complex process. While you may want it to be an upward trajectory from day one, the reality is that healing from trauma is a journey with many ups and downs. The linear process you long for is more likely to be one with highs and lows. Ultimately, the goal is that you trend upward over time. Even as you account for the ups and downs, your process moves forward to a healthier place than when the trauma occurred. To help you understand this process, it is important to consider different things you may experience along the way. This will help you when the ups and downs come so they don't catch you off guard and leave you feeling completely derailed and hopeless. When you recognize that your journey will have ups and downs, it helps you persevere so you can find the healing you desire. Steps in the journey of healing after trauma. Some of the ups and downs you may feel on your journey of healing after trauma include total shock. It is not surprising that someone who experiences a trauma begins by feeling shocked. This can be so intense that it is overwhelming, as if you don't have a way to process what happened. It may even seem like it was impossible or didn't happen. Trying to process. As the shock wears off, you may begin the journey of processing the trauma. This can mean different things, but often involves moving from a state of disbelief to one where you consider what happened and how it impacted you. Feeling okay. One of the most surprising things after a trauma can be the first time you feel okay. You may not feel like life is normal, but at some point, a day or a part of your day leaves you feeling okay. This is encouraging, but can also bring a variety of complex emotions. Feeling triggered. Experiencing something that triggers you is part of the journey. This isn't what you may expect or want, but it is part of the process. You may see a person that hurt you or smell something that brings you back to that awful experience. It is important to remember that being triggered does not mean you have not made progress. It is one of the realities of living and healing post-trauma. Feeling awful. It is common to have times in your journey when you feel completely awful. This is especially true after being triggered. You may be unable to do things you would normally do, such as work, get out of bed, or shower. If you find yourself at this point in your journey, remember it is temporary. Feeling better. When the temporary awful feeling passes and you make strides toward improvement, you begin feeling better. Even small steps are worth celebrating. Beyond your emotional state, getting out of bed, taking a shower, or eating a nutritious meal are all signs you might be feeling better. Possible success. As your small steps build upon one another and you feel better, you will get to a point where you wonder, have I overcome my trauma? Am I better now? This is an exciting point because it is filled with hope. Even if you are cautiously optimistic, hope is an important part of your journey toward healing. Experiencing relapse. Some people experience a relapse in their journey. It may feel like you made all this progress, only to be back at square one. While it is tempting to entertain that thought, remind yourself of true things. You are not at the beginning. You have grown and learned things. Your trauma is in your past. You are moving forward. Setbacks are part of the journey. You don't need to be afraid. You will keep moving forward if you choose to do so. What you need to remember about trauma healing. Your journey after trauma is going to have good days and bad days. You may even have whole seasons that feel good or bad. These ups and downs do not mean you are not healing. They are part of the healing process. As you continue your journey, you may benefit from having someone to walk with you. A professional counselor is trained to help you process your trauma and to navigate the ups and downs that come on your journey toward healing. Browse this site to learn more about the counselors and resources available to help you. Remember, you do not need to make this journey alone. You can find hope and healing after trauma.